This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Friday, May 26th. We now know a little bit more about Royal Caribbean's upcoming Icon of the Seas. The Icon-class ship will have over 20 culinary experiences. Announced yesterday was the Aquadome Market, the Empire Supper Club, and an Izumi in the Park, as well as the line's first-ever food hall. The ship will also feature an outdoor Mediterranean spot called The Grove, along with many family-friendly options in the newly announced bars like the Lemon Post and Dueling Pianos. Making its inaugural voyage from Miami next January, Icon of the Seas aims to redefine cruise food. And the drug dogs aren't going anywhere. Carnival Cruise Line has confirmed that it will continue to employ those canine drug dogs on some voyages. The line's brand ambassador, John Heald, said on Facebook that adding the dogs to the boarding process has made a big difference in keeping drugs off their ships. And on some sailings, canines will even sail on the cruise with their handlers to detect drugs such as marijuana throughout the entire voyage. Even though marijuana is legal in some states, cruise lines are required to follow federal law and have a zero-tolerance policy for that or other drugs. You will get kicked off the ship if caught in the next port of call. And Port Canaveral is showing itself as an economic powerhouse, reaching an estimated $6 billion this year, according to a recent study. The surge, up $3.8 billion from 2018, signifies a full recovery from the 16-and-a-half-month cruise shutdown. The study also highlighted that cruise passengers from Port Canaveral who opt to stay overnight before the cruise or after the voyage spend an average of $462, with the day-of-cruise passenger arriving spends $75, mainly on that expensive parking. In 2022, Port Canaveral became the world's busiest cruise port. And the photo of the week comes from Thomas up in Halifax, Nova Scotia, laying on the beach here in Half Moon with Carnival Conquest off in the distance. Loving the photo, Thomas. You can send yours in, doug@cruiseradio.net. Also, a big congratulations to my sister, Kelly, who graduated from the United States Air Force Officer Training School. Way to go, Kelly. And cruise line stocks were, what were they? They were up on Thursday. Carnival Corporation up 3.1%, 11.00. Royal Caribbean up 1%, 77.90. And Norwegian up 2%, 14.48. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. Have yourself a great weekend. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. Behind-the-scenes content and extras are now available at patreon.com/cruiseradio.